非常的感谢主给我有这个机会能够来到各位当中来分享神的话。
I thank the Lord that I have this opportunity to share His word with you tonight.
我每到个新的地方呢，都想一想看我那个地方跟你们这个地方呢有什么 connections。
And every time I go someplace new, I want to try and find connections with where I'm from.
其实有呢，你们教会有好几位的弟兄姐妹搬到我们那边来了。
And because several of your brothers and sisters moved to San Diego and currently attends our church.
加入我们教会，感谢主，他们都是很好的，都是好人呐。
And they're all very good brothers and sisters.
所以你们不妨多送一点好人给我们。
So send more to us.
非常感谢主，我没办法一一提他们的名字。
So I'm not going to name them one by one.
因为我们的时间很有限。
Because we are short on time.
那么我们就进入我们今天的这个的信息的里面。
So we're going to head straight into our message tonight.
非常的高兴。
I'm very happy.
看见我们的年轻人有那么好的一个，那么有心思的一个短句。
That they've prepared such a nice skit for us tonight.
给我们很多的 inspiration, 很多的启发啊。
And that we can be inspired by their skit.
我就知道说你们教会是每一年都有 mission conference.
And so I know that you have this missions conference every year.
现在不是每个教会都是每年都有的。
Because not all churches have a mission conference every year.
我们教会两三年才一次。
At our church, it's 2 to 3 years.
但是我们也鼓励弟兄姐妹去参加其他的 conferences.
But we do encourage our brothers and sisters to attend conferences elsewhere.
所以呢，看见你们那么的 missional， 我们是非常的感谢。
So I'm very thankful for such a missional church.
其实你们教会已经有这个 missional fire， 那个宣教的火已经点起来了哈。
Because your church already has the fire for mission.
所以我来的目的呢，希望呢多加一点的木头进去啊。
And so I'm just going to add some more kindling to the fire.
使到这个火烧得更烈啊。
So that it can be a bigger fire.
虽然你们在东岸，我在西岸啊。
So even though you're on the east coast and I'm on the west coast.
虽然我们是第一回见面。
And we're just meeting for the first time.
但是我们都是天国的同工。
But we all work for the heavenly kingdom.
你在这里建立神的国度，我在那边建立神的国度。
That you're building His kingdom here, and I'm building His kingdom there.
我们都是在神的国度里面侍奉神。
That we're all working within His kingdom.
今天晚上呢，我们就来看一个主题，就是怎么建立一个使命性的教会。
And so tonight we want to look at how to build a missional church.
那么这里首先我要注明呢，我说这里有十大的素质哈。
And so I'm going to talk about 10 qualities.
这个健康成长的教会就是一个宣教性的教会。
So a healthy and growing church is a believing church.
It's a missional church.
It's a missional church.
这里说十大素质哈。
So these 10 qualities.
但是我先说明我不会讲完它的。
But I'm going to tell you I'm not going to go through all 10.
不然的话呢，今天晚上我们会讲到11点半。
But we'll be here until 11:30 to finish it.
所以我们只是在一个小时之内。
So within this hour.
我也不是每一点都讲。
I'm not going to talk about every single one.
所以呢，你听完以后呢，我还有一些没有讲的话，你不要来追我。
Please don't come after me if I don't cover all 10 of them.
所以我说在前面了。
So this is my caveat.
那么我讲的多少就多少。
So however many I get through, that's how many I can get through.
那么你不欠我，我也不欠你。
And we don't owe you, you don't owe me.
那天下太平啊。
And so we're at peace.
感谢主。第一件事情哈，一个健康成长的教会。
So a healthy and growing church.
我们就想到初期的教会，岂不是这个彼得讲完一篇道之后
？So the early church.
彼得讲完那篇道之后
，It was after Peter's sermon at Pentecost.
那么就有3000人信主。
So thousands of people believed.
那么那是使徒的替他们洗礼。
And so they were baptized.
他们洗礼完之后就开始过教会的生活。
And then they began their church life after that.
每天在那边祷告，在那边学习神的话。
They gathered to pray and study the scriptures.
他们也彼此相爱。
And they loved one another.
他们也彼此的分享他们那些的物质的东西。
And they shared all that they had.
好像有面包就分给各位吃这样。
And so, like bread, they would share that.
所以那个是个非常相爱的教会。
So it was a church full of love.
非常有见证的教会。
And they were good witnesses.
那么甚至怎么说呢？主将得救的人数呢，天天的都加给他们。
And so every day they got new believers to join them.
哇，这个教会不得了，天天有人信主哎。
So every day there were new believers.
我们说每个礼拜有人信主都很高兴了，是吧
？Because normally we're pretty happy if every Sunday we get a new.
甚至每个月都有人信主，我们高兴。
Or even just one every month.
那个教会每天都有人信耶稣。
But at that time their church was growing daily.
主将得救人数都加给他们。
Because God was adding to their numbers.
那么为什么这样子呢？
Why?
一定是那个教会是个健康成长的教会。
Because that was a healthy and growing church.
那么我们今天来看几个事情。
So today, let's look at a few points.
很快来看一看哈。
And we'll go through them quickly.
第一件事情呢, 一个健康的教会呢,
So first, the healthy church.
一定有一个福音的意象。
They must have a vision for the gospel.
但这个意象呢, 是跟基督的心连在一起的意象。
But this vision must be connected to the heart of Christ.
因为有一些意象呢, 是出于人意的。
Because some visions are not from Christ, but from people.
是不是从来自神的, 乃是我们自己的。
But it's from the human heart.
好像我们今天讲的教会增长的时候,
so for example, sometimes when we talk about church growth,
都讲到 church growth, ABC,
there's a church growth ABC.
什么叫ABC呢?
So what is this ABC?
Attendance, building, and cash. 这样子, 这是说出席率, 那个楼房, 还有我们奉献多少。
So it's talking about the attendance, the church building, and also the offering.
其实呢, 当一个教会成长的时候,
but when a church is growing,
人就会多了嘛。
The numbers will increase naturally. And so of course the space, you will outgrow the space. So
you'll
have a bigger building.
那么弟兄姐妹爱教会的话,
and when the brothers and sisters love the church,
感谢主的话,
and they are thankful to the Lord,
他们也一定会奉献的,
then they will bring their offerings.
所以这个ABC也是正常的,
so this ABC is normal.
但问题这个不是我们的目的,
but this cannot be our goal.
这个是我们的一个结果。
This is a result.
所以呢, 这个是建造健康教会的结果，不是目标。
So this should be an outcome, not a goal.
值得成长会带来量的成长。
Because if you increase your quality, you will naturally increase your quantity.
有一些教会呢, 他们的值都很好。
Some churches, they have
good quality,
very high quality.
但是他们增长得不快。
But they're growing slowly.
甚至 plateau 平起来了啊。
Or they're plateaued and not growing.
好像我们那边有个教会。
So where I'm from, there's such a church.
它是靠近 UCLA.
They're very close to UCLA.
很多学生都在那边信主。
A lot of students become believers there.
那么信完主以后呢, 就有几年在那边成长了。
And so they stay at the church for a few years and they grow there.
毕业之后呢, 他们就离开了。
But after they graduate, they leave.
所以呢, 在过去的40年呢,
so in the last 40 years,
他们总共为1200人洗礼,
that they've baptized over 1,000 people.
但是教会只是150人而已,
but they only 150 members of the church.
那么那些人去了哪里?
Where did those people go?
他们就回到他们原居地。
Because the students went back to where they were from.
有人做了长老, 有人做了牧师。
And some people became pastors or elders.
有些在教会里面做领袖。
Or other leaders in the church.
所以呢, 神国, 这个教会, 对这个教会来说,
so for this church,
神国是有增长的,
that there is growth, there is fruit.
但是那个教会本身没有增长,
but the church itself does
okay,
not seem
but it's okay.
But it's okay.
因为神的国增长就最重要,
because they grew the kingdom of God.
所以有时候呢, 有一些是, 掺杂一些人意来成长的。
So sometimes the vision is mixed with people or human thought.
要增长是因为 个人的成功,
and some people seek growth for personal success.
这个是受成功神学来影响,
and this has to do with the prosperity gospel.
其实你读保罗的书信里面,
so if you look at Paul's letters,
保罗从来没有责备过任何一个教会,
he never rebuked any church.
为什么你们人数那么少啊?
And said, oh, how come you have so few members?
为什么你们还没有自己礼拜堂啊?
Why don't you have your own building yet?
为什么你们奉献那么少啊?
Why is your offering so low?
保罗从来没有为这三个事情骂过教会的，没有，一次都没有。
Paul has never mentioned or rebuked any church for these three things.
他只是责备教会的那个圣洁的生活。
But he did rebuke them for not having a pure life.
或者说他们不彼此相爱,
or that they did not love one another.
他们彼此相告, 告到法庭里面去了,
that they were taking each other to court.
他们有一些人信了耶稣, 还去摆偶像耶,
and that some were still idol worshippers.
有人信了耶稣还在道德方面比这个不信主的还不如耶,
or they still behaved unethically.
保罗说怎么可以这样子?
And so that's what Paul
was doing. 所以他写了很严重的哥林多前书, 是吗?
And that is 1 Corinthians.
责备他们,
because he was rebuking that
教导他们,
church and teaching them,
使到他们变成一个真正的纯洁的基督的心腹,
so that they can be a church according to God's will.
所以保罗没有责, 因为ABC来责备他们,
so the ABC is not something that Paul thought about.
你知道有时候呢, 我们做牧师,
sometimes when we're pastors,
我必须承认我也是有这个试探,
because I also have this temptation.
牧师的那个情绪跟血压呢,
So sometimes the pastor's emotions
and
his
blood
pressure is connected.
No, not connected. Connected to the attendance.
Oh, it's connected to the church attendance.
Ah, yeah. So inversely proportional.
And it's inversely proportional.
Attendance 低的时候的血就高了。
Because when the attendance goes down, then the blood pressure goes up.
但是情绪呢是 proportional.
But the emotions is proportional.
Attendance 高的时候呢，他的情绪也高涨起来，很高兴了这样子。
Because when there's high attendance, so he's in high spirits as well.
我告诉各位，不单指牧师，很多的教会领袖都这样子，是吗？
So not just the pastor, but other leaders in the church can be affected.
有时候我们受这个试探，为这个快感。
Because we get excited about this.
Pleasure,
and it's very pleasurable.
那么什么叫做基督心肠的意象呢?
So how do we have a vision according to the heart of Christ?
我以前读圣经的时候,
so when I read the scriptures,
我们年轻人一定会读到这个, 一百只羊, 迷失有一只那个羊, lost sheep,
so
parables.
I'm sure we're all familiar with the lost sheep, the parable of the lost sheep.
我年轻的时候读这个parable就不太明白。
Because when I was young and I read this, I didn't understand.
我觉得这个牧羊人很贪心,
that this shepherd was very greedy.
100只羊,
100 sheep.
不见了一只,
just one lost.
还有99嘛, 是吗?
You still have 99.
那为什么还要麻烦去找那一只呢?
Why would you go through the trouble of looking for that one?
99就已经够你吃了, 是吗?
99 must be enough for you already.
还要找那一只干嘛, 这样子,
so why do you look for the last
各位,
one?
我们这个想法是从这个金钱来算的。
Because this is a thought from the point of economics.
有时候有些的，我要说说牧师，牧师也不对哈。
I was going to say pastor, but it.
因为有些传道人
pastor
专门找一些比较富有的人来去传福音。
Because sometimes people look for those who are rich to share the gospel with.
为什么？你信主的话，他钱也来了嘛，不是吗？
Because if they convert, then they'll bring their money to the church.
啊，这是赚钱嘛。
So this is really making money.
我说有些人, 不单止不会奉献,
but sometimes people don't bring offering.
不单止不奉献,
they not only not bring their offering, they actually use the church's resources.
那么有些人就对这些人没有什么兴趣。
And so some people, they're not interested in these.
他来了之后呢, 又不奉献,
they come, they don't bring offering, but they still use our resources.
我们通常的做法说, 旁边那个教会还不错的，你去那个教会吧。
So we might suggest them to attend a different church.
各位这种的想法,
but this kind of thinking,
就是那个牧羊人了，这个贪心的牧羊人说，我们以为说他只是要拿一只羊。
So this is how a truly greedy shepherd might think. So we need to look at it from a different perspective.
是。
economics perspective.
不是从这个经济的角度来看的。
So we should not look at it from the economics.
乃是说这个羊本身是属于牧羊人的。
But that this sheep originally belonged to the shepherd.
99只是属于我，那一只也属于我。
So the 99 belonged to the shepherd, but so does the one that was lost.
我不能够丢掉它了。
That I cannot lose that one.
就好像我不晓得你有多少兄弟姐妹。
So I don't know how many brothers and sisters in this church.
比如说你是父母，你带七个孩子去露营 camping.
Well, let's say you took 7 kids out with you.
一个不小心，全部不见了.
One is gone.
有这种父母吗？
Are there kind of parents?
全部不见了。
Or just miss one of their children?
就立刻报警.
So you will call the police.
那么报警就啊，那警察、直升机啦、什么警犬啦，去抓抓找去找啊。
Yeah, you would want them to send out helicopters and dogs and everything to look for the missing child.
终于呢，七个找到六个了。
Well, if you can find 6 out of the 7,
那么那个警察问你说，还有一个找不找啊？
And so if the police ask you, okay, there's one left, should we keep looking?
有没有一个父母说，算了，六个算了啊，这样子。
Will any parents say, no, that's okay, 6 is enough?
反正那个我不太喜欢他。
I didn't like that one anyway.
我一早就希望他不见了。
And I was wishing for this one to be lost.
现在不见得太好了, 又省电费, 又省水费,
so
没有消费,
now I can save on all my bills.
哎呀, 你这电现在大学多贵, 你知道吗?
And I even save on the college tuition.
杀了一个就很好嘛, 我多几万块在皮包里面不少嘛。
So now I have a couple more tens of thousands of dollars.
没有一个父母会这样子想。
But no, no parent would think this way.
我一定把他抓回来。
I must find my missing child.
虽然他不好,
Even though he's not that good,
我抓他回来才臭他。
I will get him first, and then I will teach him.
是这样子的，回来又再打。
This is how it is.
回来又再打他。
Oh, I'll get him first, and then I will teach him a lesson.
这是父母。That's parents.
Those are parents.
不会说就算了算了算了这样子。
They wouldn't say give up on that one.
弟兄姐妹，这个叫做怀抱基督的心肠肺腑。
So brothers and sisters, this is the heart of Christ.
我们看到主耶稣在福音书里面给我们看见。
So in the Gospels, we see Christ.
主耶稣看见那些羊啊。
That when he saw the lost people.
他就产生怜悯的心肠。
That he felt sorry for them.
因为他看那些羊好像羊，但是人呢、啊，好像羊没有牧人一样，颠沛流离。
Because he cried because he thought these people were just like the sheep without a shepherd.
这个World Vision 的那个的创办人都说了一句话。
And so this quote is from the founder of World Vision.
他说：“让使到神，让神的，让那些使到神的心破碎的事情，同样的使到我心破碎。”
He said, "Let my heart be broken for the things that break the heart of God."
这个就是那个 World Vision 那个 founder 他所讲那句话。
And the founder of World Vision said this.
这个就是心肠这个。基督的心肠肺腑。
And that is the heart of Christ.
其实你看保罗也是。
And so Paul is similar in that way.
他说什么呢？若他的同胞能够得救，他宁愿与基督分离，他也愿意。
He would willingly be separated from Christ just for his fellow man to have salvation.
你知道保罗是使徒当中受苦最多的那个使徒啊。
Because Paul has suffered a lot for the gospel.
基督的爱呢，是他宣教意向最大的推动力。
And his primary motivation to share the gospel is the love of Christ.
有一些教会很喜欢比赛的，比较的。
Some churches like to compare.
啊，我们知道说全世界哇，这个的宣教基金最多的是哪个教会？你知道吗？这样子。
Although talk about oh, which church has the biggest mission budget?
这个不是我们的宣教动力。
But this is not our motivation.
哎呀，我们教会人数太少了，我们要传福音啊。
Oh, our numbers are going down. Let's go on mission.
哎呀，以致我们整个教会呢比较热闹起来啊。
So we can have more people in our church.
这个也不是教会的宣教力量，动力。
This should not be the motivation.
宣教的动力只有一个。
There's only one motivation.
就是基督对人的爱。
This is Christ's love for people.
你说你们是我都没有嘞。
Because oh, I don't have that.
我只是人说什么我就跟说什么而已哈。
Well, I just follow what other people do.
我只是人做什么我就做什么而已。
And I do whatever people tell me to do.
我知道我应该有爱，但是我没有。
I know I'm supposed to love others, but I don't have it.
我想这是很多人的这种的痛病哈。
But I think maybe a lot of us suffer from this.
你没有的话就求神给你。
But if you don't have, ask God for it.
主啊，求你赐给我爱灵的热忱。
Lord, please give me love.
主啊，我没有。
I don't have it.
我真的没有。
I don't have it.
我非常的惭愧。
I'm very sorry.
因为是有一个人他有这种爱灵魂的心，我今天才得救。
It was because somebody had that love, and that's why I'm a Christian today.
我今天得救了，我今天没有。
But I still don't have that love for others.
哦，主啊，我太不应该这样子。
And I should not be this way.
求你给我有爱灵魂的心。
Please give me a heart of love for others.
也求主不但是给我，也给整个的教会。
Not just for me, but for everyone in our church.
使到整个的教会都给基督的那个 passion 来燃烧起来。
And so that we can all be on fire with the passion of Christ.
好，你知道这个Hudson Taylor.
So Hudson Taylor.
他有一次 interview 两个要去中国的宣教士。
He interviewed two young missionaries who wanted to go to China.
他给他们一个问题：你为什么要到中国去 ？Why you want to go to China?
He asked them, "Why did you choose to go to China?"
第一个说。
The first one said,
因为主耶稣的大使命说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Because the Great Commission said you need to go and make disciples of all nations.
这是主的命令啊 ，commandment 啊。
This is the commandment.
我遵守主的命令。
So I'm going to follow his commandment.
那么第二个怎么回答呢
？So how did the second one?
你为什么要去中国
？Why did you go to China?
他说：“哎呀，中国那个时候，中国有40,000,000人呢、啊，四亿啊 ，for 应该是
4 billion。” 40 billion people in China.
No, not 40, no. 4 billion. Is that for 400 million?
400 billion people in China.
400 million lost souls in China. 有四亿的人的世上的灵魂。
Yeah, these are all lost souls.
So 我要去啊。
So I have to go.
那么 Hudson Taylor 怎么说呢
？So how did Hudson Taylor respond?
他说
，He said,
你们这个都是很好的理由。
You both have good reasons.
但是呢，这个只能够给你们一个叫做启动力啊。
But, But this is only going to get you started.
罗斯，你要留在中国。
But if you want to stay there,
不能单靠命令。
Cannot be just by command.
也不能够单单因为需要。
Not by this need.
你必须要每天给主的爱烧着你。
Because every day you need the love of Christ to.
你才能够在中国那个落后的有病的，你知道吗？
That once you get there and you see the condition the people are in.
Robert Morrison 的时代。
During the time of Robert Morrison.
有四个人，两对夫妻去中国。
There were two couples went to China.
三个四十岁以前的死了。
Three of them died before they were 40.
那么只有一个就是 Robert Morrison 活到69岁。
And Robert Morrison is only one of those who lived past 60.
以前的宣教士。
So missionaries.
Moravian Brothers, 那个摩拉维亚宣教团队。
The Moravian Brothers.
他们打包去这个亚洲宣教的时候打包啊，收拾行李。
Packing and getting ready to go to Asia.
他们每一个都带个棺材去的。
Because they pack their own
They put all the things in the coffin, casket.
They put everything in their coffin.
因为他们打算死在那地方。
Because they already plan to live out their life there.
甚至怕那地方没有棺材，自己带棺材去。
And they thought maybe they don't even have coffins there. We'll just bring it.
我的弟弟去非洲做宣教师，二十几岁。我的弟弟。
So my brother went to Africa when he was 20.
差会呢，要他做两个事情。
And so as a missionary, he needed to do two things.
第一，要他立遗嘱。
First, he needs to write his will.
他说我都没有钱了。
He said, I have nothing to leave.
我没有什么可以留给别人的啊。
I have no inheritance to leave anyone.
那么那个才会说，那你有没有书啊？书啊，书我很多。
And he said, Oh, do you have some books? Maybe.
那么你死掉以后，你的书去哪里啊？这样子。
Okay, so then you at least should leave your books to somebody.
所以你一定要签啊，你的遗嘱是给好。
So you have to get your will together before you.
那个时候他才二十几岁。
So he was only in his 20s then.
那第一件事情。
So the second thing,
因为他去非洲嘛,
he's going to Africa.
他说, 第二件事情, 罗氏, 你给那些人, 当地人绑票的话,
if you get kidnapped by the locals,
我们不会赎你的。
We're not going to pay money for you.
No ransom will be paid for you. 你就乖乖的去见耶稣了, 这样子啊。
So just prepare to go see the Lord Jesus.
罗氏, 我们不赎金, 你是, 他们撕票的话, 你就拜拜, 这样子啊。
Because we will not pay any amount of ransom.
你要签, 你不签的话, 我们 不会收你做宣教士。
So you have to agree to this, otherwise we cannot send you.
是这样子的。
This is the condition.
什么的事情使得我们愿意签这些事啊?
So what will motivate someone to sign documents like these?
二十几岁一个大好青年是吗?
You're 20-some years old.
为什么要立遗嘱啊?
Why are you writing your will?
为什么说我被绑票我就不能被赎不服赎金啊?
Why will you agree so that if you're kidnapped, there will be no ransom?
Because, 因为基督的爱在我们里面。
Because the love of Christ is in him.
你是我们推动我们去那个地方。
And that's what motivates us to go.
所以求主帮助我们。
So I pray that God help us.
一个 missional church.
That we will have a missional church.
是一个有意向的教会。
That will have a vision.
但这个意向是因为基督的爱在后面来推动我们的意向。
And this vision is put forth by the love of Christ.
不是一种的要大要大要多要大的意向。
It's not just about growing and getting bigger.
第二件事情，一个宣教性的教会啊。
Second, a missional church.
这是一个宣讲纯正福音的一个教会。
Must stay true to the gospel.
任何的 seeker sensitive 的策略都不能够离开这个古老的福音。
No matter how seeker sensitive you strive to be, you must stay true to the gospel.
我们知道主耶稣曾经做个人布道，向三个人传过福音，是吗？
So we know that Jesus had shared the gospel with three different people.
一个叫做尼哥底母啊
，Nicodemus.
一个叫做撒玛利亚妇人。
The Samaritan woman.
一个是撒该 Zacchaeus 啊
，And Zacchaeus.
他们都需要福音。
They all needed the gospel.
人类所有的问题都是灵性的问题。
Because all of humanity's problems are problems with their spirit.
尼哥底母呢，可以说是一个教育家，他是一个上层社会的这种的知识分子。
So Nicodemus, he was a scholar. He was educated.
他也是个政治家。
And he's also studied the law.
是有头有脸的教育家。
That he had a high status in that society.
这个撒玛利亚妇人呢？
But the Samaritan woman?
我们知道耶稣跟他对话的时候，他说：“你有五个丈夫，现在有的不是你的丈夫，等等啊。”
We know that when Jesus was speaking to her, he knew that she had several husbands.
所以她是一个社会 边缘人士，主流社会不接纳这种人的，不接纳。
That she was marginalized by society.
他有那个的撒该呢
？And Zacchaeus?
He works for IRS.
He's a tax collector.
他是一个不好的官员呢。
That people didn't like him usually.
他是帮忙罗马政府去敲诈自己百姓的这种人呢、啊。
That he worked for the Roman government collecting taxes from his own people.
但是按照财富来说，他是中产人士。
But according to his wealth, he is actually quite important.
他们都有不同的问题。
So they all have different questions.
当然，主耶稣跟他们传福音的时候，不同的跟撒玛利亚妇人用活水啊。
So Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman about living water.
第一个地母呢，主耶稣用这个重生。
And so with Nicodemus, Jesus talked about rebirth.
不是自私，不是律法，重生新的生命啊。
Not law, but rebirth, a new life.
撒该呢，因为没有人喜欢他的。
Because nobody liked him.
耶稣传福音的办法很简单，就跟他在一起。
So Jesus just spent time with him.
耶稣不跟他谈论什么律法。
He didn't talk to him about the law.
也不先不谈重生。
And didn't talk about rebirth.
耶稣用他的。人家不敢给的爱爱他。
Jesus just loved him.
啊，他就受感动。
And so he was moved.
哎，主耶稣说：“今天我就住在你家。”
So Jesus said, "I'm coming to your house."
你还要请我吃饭
？And you're gonna, I'm gonna eat with you.
耶稣不客气的。耶稣知道他一定很肯请他吃饭，因为他人家请他，他请人吃饭，人家不肯去的那种人，你知道吗
？Because he probably had hard time inviting people to his house.
但是呢，主耶稣用福音来去满足他们最最最深入、最深入的需要。
But Jesus used all these different ways, which is the gospel, to meet their need.
哎呀，不是说头痛医头、脚痛医脚的那种福音。
So it's not just whatever they need. We turn to meet that.
你必须要跟上帝和好。
Because we need to repair the relationship with God.
这个就是福音的核心。
That's the central message of the gospel.
What is the message of the gospel? 福音的信息是什么？
So what is the message of the gospel?
人可以靠着基督与神和好。
That through Christ we can be reconciled to God.
现在我们面对，特别在DC，我们很多的知识分子。
And so you have a lot of scholars here in DC.
很多的读很多书的人。
And they have gone through a lot of education.
甚至DC Capitol Hill 很多的这个高官啊，总统啊，副总统啊，senators, congressmen 一大堆。
And high-level politicians.
啊，有学问的，有权威的。
And they have power and they have education.
但是他们都是罪人。
But they're all sinners.
他们是有些是比较好的罪人。
Some of them are kind of good sinners.
有些比较坏的罪人。
Some are really bad sinners.
中国一个很有名的作家叫鲁迅。
So there's a famous writer in China called 鲁迅。
他说过一句话。
He said.
他说最完美的苍蝇还是苍蝇。
The most perfect fly is still a fly.
我再讲一次。
So I'll repeat it.
最完美的苍蝇还是一只苍蝇，是吗
？The most perfect fly is still just a fly.
最完美的罪人还是罪人。
The most perfect sinner is still just a sinner.
尼哥底母啊，撒玛利亚妇人啊，这个撒该，他们有不同的背景，都是罪人。
Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman, and Zacchaeus, they were all sinners.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们不要先讲这个宣教，去哎呀远方宣教不要啊，先不要讲。
Let's first not talk about going on mission trips far away.
那我们就在就传福音吧。
So let's just talk about sharing the gospel.
一些牧师，我不会传呢。
Sometimes people tell me, well, I don't know how to share the gospel.
第二
，and secondly,
传了他们也不信的哦。
Even if I shared, they won't believe.
他们怎么会信呢
？Why would they believe?
哎呀，我就不敢传。
So I'm not willing to share.
那问题是，那你为什么会信呢
？Because so then I would ask, well, why did you become a believer?
你都可以信，他们也可以信啊。
If you become a believer, so can they.
这来到个很重要的问题。
So here comes an important question.
到底这个福音的信息是你的信息呢，还是神的信息
？Because is this message from you or from God?
罗斯是你的信息的话，没有人会信。
Because if it's your message, nobody will believe you.
但是罗斯是神的信息的话，神会帮助他信。
Because if it's from God.The Spirit will help him.
因为福音本是神的大能啊。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
他会救一切相信的人。圣灵是大能的圣灵。
Because the Spirit is powerful.
他会改变人的心的。
And he's able to change people's hearts.
你不要担心他会不会信。
So don't worry whether he will believe or not.
你要担心你肯不肯去传。
You need to worry about whether or not you're willing to
share. 你肯开口的话，神会帮助他信。
Because if you're willing to share, then God can help him believe.
他今天不信,
if he doesn't believe today,
明天会信,
it will be tomorrow.
他今年不信, 明年会信。
If he doesn't believe this year, it'll be next year.
我的岳父啊，这是师母的爸爸。
My father-in-law.
我们向他传福音是45年前 ，45 years ago.
We've been sharing with him since 45 years ago.
他去年正式洗礼，还自己要求了。
And last year he was finally baptized, and he requested himself.
圣诞节系列还请朋友啊一起来看，还拍照 video 这样子的。
And he invited all his friends, and we had video and pictures.
我每一次这样讲，我这个岳父信主是很困难的。
Because it was very difficult, and I don't have time to tell you the story.
现在信了主之后，每天在家里面写大字。
Because now that he's a Christian,
毛笔字。
Every day he practices calligraphy at home.
写圣经节，圣经。
And he writes scripture.
约翰福音3:16。
Book of John.
4篇第1篇
And Psalms.
这个马太福音5:8
Matthew.
哇，这个写一大堆。我到香港说，爸爸哇，你临摹的好，抄的好，很好哎啊。
And I said, Wow, you're very good at this.
我说抄过来，我也要 copy. 他说 No, 我不是 copy, 我背了之后才默念出来的。
Oh, he said, No, I didn't copy this. I memorized all of this, and I'm writing it from memory.
福音本是神的大能。
Because gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
And it will save those.
所以我在教会里面常常劝弟兄姐妹。
So when I'm in the church, I often encourage brothers and sisters.
就说你传福音怎么传都可以。
No matter how you share the gospel.
但是福音的很重要的3点，你不能不讲的。
But there are 3 important points you must share.
第一。
First.
有神。
There's a God.
第二。
Second.
你有病。
You need help.
第三。
Number 3。
你有救。
There's a cure.
那个有病，但是灵魂的病，就是你有罪的意思吧
？So the problem is sin.
但是你说你有罪的话，人会反跳起来是吧
？But if you tell people they're sinners,
我什么病是吗
？Usually they will respond negatively. But if you tell them they're sick, they might want to find out what illness they have.
因为主耶稣说，健康的不需要医生，有病的人才有医生，对不对
？Because Jesus said the healthy do not need a doctor; it is those who are sick.
所以呢，我的弟兄姐妹都知道的。
So all my brothers and sisters know.
我常常在讲台提，要讲这3点呢，有神，有病，有救，这样子。
So I always tell them these 3 things. There's a God, you have a problem, and there's a cure.
很奇妙。
Because it's a miracle.
我向那些没有读书人也讲这3点。
Because whether you have gone to education or not.
我讲那些有几个 PhD 的，我也讲这3点。
Even if you have a PhD, I tell you these 3 points.
他们都愿意信主了。
And they all are willing to believe.
有神，有病，有救。
There's a God, you have a problem, and there's a cure.
所以呢，你要相信福音本是神的大能。
So the gospel is the power of God.
你去传。
You just go and share.
勇敢地传。
Courageously share.
神会负责的。
Because God will be responsible.
今天不信，明天信；今年不信，明年信。
Not today, then tomorrow. If not this year, then next year.
另外第二个问题。
Second question.
一个 missional church.
A missional church.
不但只是传纯正的福音啊。
Not only will share a pure gospel,
你还要活出纯正的福音啊
！Must live out the gospel.
不至灭亡，反得永生的见证。Not just to proclaim the love of Christ, but to demonstrate the love of Christ. 这是福音。不但只是说我要宣讲基督的爱，我还要展现基督的爱。
So not only do we need to tell people about Christ's love, we have to show them the love.
所以我们的生活。
So our lives,
要把福音的那个特色活出来。
We have to live out the gospel in our lives.
我们叫做 gospel-shaped life.
And we have to have a gospel-shaped.
这是给福音塑造出来的一种的生命，叫 gospel-shaped life.
That our life has been shaped by the gospel.
譬如说
，and some people say,
在福音里面
，in the gospel,
人都会问说，神为什么那么的爱我们，把他儿子赐给我们？哪有那么便宜的事情？有没有啊
？So why would God love us so much that He would give His only Son to save us?
How do we answer this question?
So how do we answer this question?
The only answer is, God is generous. 神是非常慷慨的上帝。
So God is very generous.
慷慨到你根本不能够想象的慷慨。
His generosity is beyond our comprehension.
哎呀，你们教会真慷慨啊！
Because you're so generous.
我没有看过一个讲台有3瓶水那么多。
I've never seen a church give me 3 bottles of water.
有些教会一瓶都不给我，你知道吗？
Some churches didn't even give me 1.
It's a generous church.
You're a generous church.
3瓶水随便你喝。
3 bottles of water.
这个叫做 generous church.
This is a generous church.
很，所以在我们的生命当中。
So in our life.
你怎么能够 demonstrate 一个 慷慨啊。
So how do you demonstrate generosity in your life?
你怎么能够彰显福音啊？
So how do you show the gospel in your life?
Generosity, generous.
You have to be generous.
Generous, generosity 就是一个福音的一个特色，你知道吗？
Generosity is a characteristic of the gospel.
有一次我做很多的幼孩奉献，你知道吗？
And so I did a lot of baby dedications.
有一次我很高兴，特别为一对夫妻来去，这个。Child dedication, 很特别的。
So once I performed the dedication for a very special couple.
其实是两次。
And it's actually twice.
我先讲一个，第一个。
So the first one.
我们教会一对夫妻，他从中国领养一个孩子过来。
We had a couple that adopted a child from China.
但是他自己已经有一个。
But they already have a child themselves.
他不需要第二个。
They did not need a second one.
但是他愿意再 adopt 一个跟他在一起的生活。
But they were willing to adopt another child.
我觉得这个是 generosity.
And I feel this is very generous. Because they did not need to.
我不是因为没有孩子，我多要多一个，不是的。
It's not that they couldn't have their own child.
有另外一个家庭是美国人家庭。
So there's another family, an American family.
他自己有两个。
They already have two children.
然后呢，再 adopt 两个。
And then they adopted two more.
一个十二岁。
One is already 12 years old.
是女生。
A girl.
还瞎眼的。
And blind.
还不会讲一个英文都不会讲。
And she didn't speak a word of English.
我看见她带着来的时候，第一次就拉着妈妈的那个衣服，就这样子走来走去。
And the first time they brought her, she was holding on to her mother's clothing the whole time, just following her.
还有另 adopt 第二个。
And then they adopted a second child.
是男生。
A boy.
自闭症。
Has Down syndrome.
我都不知道为什么他时间太多了吗？是这样子吗
？And I don't know why would they do this.
这是 generosity,
because they're generous,
活出纯正的福音,
and they lived out the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，我不是说你们明天开始去 adopt 小孩子，不是。
So I'm not encouraging you all to go out and adopt.
但是你不能 adopt, 你起码在很多的事情，不是这些人能够 generous 到这个地步，我们不能够 generous 到开放家庭吗？对不起，我不知道你们谁没有开放家庭，我不知道啊。
So even though we're not all going to go out and adopt, but maybe we can just share our homes.
什么都是常常都在我家，麻烦死了，还要收拾家庭，还要扫地，这样子。
But you know, often we're like, oh, it's so much work. I have to clean up and take care of my house.
我们应该彼此分担重担哈。但是我们自己来说，我们要 generous.
But we should share each other's burdens and we need to be generous. So we have a lot of young people. And when I was in the Philippines, so I went to a class. And an American came to teach. And so all the students were pastors. It was raining that day. And it was bad traffic.
So I was late.
So I was late.
我进门的时候
When I went in the door.
那么我就看到我的位置，我打算呢就是安安静静的就坐下来，就最安全嘛，是吧
？So I thought I would just quietly find a seat.
那么那个老师忽然间不讲，不就停止他的教这个 lecture.
But the teacher stopped the lecture.
然后他说什么呢
？And what did he say?
他说我们学校有新的 policy.
We have a new policy.
我们要惩罚那些迟到的学生。
Those who are late will be punished.
我那个时候愣了一下啊
！And then I was shocked.
我们都已经几十岁了，还要惩罚，好像小学生一样，是吗
？So we are all adults here.
还有都是牧师哎啊
！We are all pastors.
当众羞辱我这样子
？How could you punish us？
奇怪，为什么这样子呢？真是哈
！So why？
然后他说什么呢
？And then he continued.
The new we have figured out a way how to penalize those who are late. 这样子哈，要惩罚那些迟到的学生，怎么罚他们呢？
So what is the penalty?
我们要把这本圣经送给他，来惩罚他这样子。
We're going to give him a Bible. That's his.
奇怪，我都听不懂这句话什么意思啊。
So I don't understand this.
原来这本圣经是一本很特别的圣经，是个 wide margin Bible， 是专给牧师用来呢读圣经的时候写笔记在旁边那种。
Because it's a very special Bible that has a really wide margin, especially for you to take notes in.
送给我。
And give it to me.
那么用来惩罚我。
And this is my punishment.
搞不懂啊。
And I didn't understand.
后来我才发现。
So later I found out.
我进来之前呢，每一个同学都已经有一本了，是学校送给他们的。
Because before I came in, everybody else already got theirs.
那本本来就是我的。
That one was mine anyway.
不过他要吓我一下。
But he just wanted to scare me.
还说要惩罚我。
And he said it was a punishment.
不过我收到这本圣经的时候。
But when I received that Bible.
我就想到这个 约翰福音三章十六节。
But I thought about John 3:16.
不知灭亡反得永生哎。
But I did not. I was not perished, but I was saved.
迟到要灭亡的，你知道吗
？Because I thought I was going to perish because I was late.
现在不但是不灭亡，还是我们圣经给你。
But I didn't perish. I actually got a Bible.
各位 ，this is salvation.
So that is salvation.
This is gospel.
The gospel.
什么叫 gospel 啊
？So what is the gospel?
你不进地狱，你已经撞。赚了是吧
？So just the fact that you don't have to go to hell, that's already good enough.
不但是不需要进地狱，你还跟神与神作王哎。
Not only will you not go to hell, you'll actually be with God.
在永恒的里面，竟然与上帝一起管理他的新的创造、新的宇宙哎。
That you will be in charge in the new heaven and earth with God.
这个就是想都想不到那种 generosity.
And this is again that generosity which we cannot
想也想不到。活出纯正的福音啊
！So we need to live out the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，这个就是活出福音的意思。
So brothers and sisters, this is what it means to live out the gospel.
这个是个人性的啊。
So、
我举个例子，
personal.
有些教会呢，就有个怎么样在整个教会来说，怎么样活出纯正的福音呢
？So this is a plan for the whole church to live out the gospel.
这个马鞍峰教会 Saddleback Church，
the Saddleback Church，
他们有一个peace plan 啊，对不起啊。
And so their plan is called the peace plan.
这个 peace plan 的意思是什么呢？他们做五件事情。
So they have five steps.
第一个是植堂。
First is the plant churches.
第二个是装备领袖。
And the second one is to equip the leaders.
第三个是福利贫穷。
And then assist the poor.
第四个是医疗医疗布道 care for,
care for the sick.
第五个是教育。
And then educate.
Educate the next generation, 就是到下一代啊，这样子。所以你从那个五个字 P E A C E 合起来，就是好像是个属灵的和平的计划。
So that is their peace plan.
我觉得这个很好。
I really like it.
帮助我们教会说，我们怎么来去成为这个世界的一个祝福。
And so this helps the church to see how it can be a blessing to the world.
你知道以色列人为什么那么的使到上帝失望？你知道吗
？Do you know why the Israelites disappointed God so much?
因为他误解一个事情。
Because they misunderstood something.
其实他误解一个字了。
They misunderstood one word.
Chosen people.
The chosen people.
被拣选的族类。
That they were chosen.
所以他们以为说，哎呀，上帝，哎呀，我们是上帝的宠儿，你知道吗
？So they thought that they were God's favorites.
全世界当中，神最爱我们了。
That out of all the people of the earth, God chose us.
因为我们是最好。
And He loves us the most because we're the best.
其他都不好。
The other was not good.
其他都是坏蛋，我是好蛋。
That we're only good ones and they're all bad.
So they thought chosen people 是意思这样子。
So that's what they thought it meant to be a chosen people.
不然的话，上帝为什么拣选我
？Because otherwise, why would God choose us?
一定是我好，他们不好才会选我，是吧
？Must be because we're better.
刚刚相反。
It's just the opposite.
原来这个 chosen 这个字
，because this word chosen
在整本圣经的观念
，that in the entire
是拣选你做器皿。
Is to choose you to be a vessel.
当然，你也是上帝的儿女。
Of course, you will still be a child of God.
但是重点是说，神，你被拣选的时候有 double meaning.
Because when you're chosen, it has two meanings.
我再强调这一点很重要哦，各位啊，你忘记我讲的 everything is all right. 今天这个字。
But this is the important
point. Double identity, double meaning.
Because you have a double identity.
一方面，你被拣选成为他的儿女。
So first, when you're chosen, you do become his child.
但是你被拣选也成为他的器皿哎。
But you're also becoming his vessel at the same time.
神要用你成为别人的祝福 blessings.
Because he will use you to be a blessing to others.
神今天造就你，你去读主日学什么 BSF 啊什么的这种的主日学啊神学课程啊听道啊查经啊，都会是为这个原因，使到你过丰盛的生活，也同时使到你成为别人的祝福。
Because everything that you're growing, learning in the church is to give you an abundant life, but also for you to be a blessing to others.
这个是活出纯正的福音。
And so this is how we live out the gospel.
另外，一个 missional church.
Another point for a missional church.
一个 missional church 是一个 process, 一个 system, 有一个 system 的 church.
It must have a system and a process in place.
你看见主耶稣的道里面。
So if you look at Jesus' teachings.
他的道里面可以，你把它分析之后，你就发现它是一个成长蓝图 ，actually， 你知道吗
？If you analyze his teachings, you'll find a blueprint.
你看主耶稣呢的道里面，第一，他呼召我们去信他，有没有
？You'll see that first he calls us to believe in him.
相信他是神的儿子。
To believe he is the son of God.
接受他要 offer 给你的救恩是吗
And so he is offering to us.
所以他说，谁这个干渴的可以到我这里来，我会把活水、生命之水给你，是吧？
That he is offering to us living water.
主耶稣也呼召我们去侍奉他。
But he also calls us to serve.
哦，你要与我同父一轭，是吗？
That you need to take on the yoke with me.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里，是吗？
Because where I am, those who will serve will be there as well.
主耶稣也吩咐我们彼此相爱。
Jesus also taught us to love one another.
成为一个有见证的 community.
That our community will have a witness.
这个 community 就会吸引人来到神的面前。
That the community will draw people to him.
各位，你很会一个教会很会讲福音。
A church that can share the gospel very well.
整天传福音。
That shares all day long.
但是这个教会每天都打架的、吵架的、批评的这样子。这个教会不能够成为见证，是吗？
But then if there's conflict in the church, and bickering within the church, it will not be a good witness.
所以主耶稣呼召我们彼此相爱。
So God calls us, Jesus calls us to love one another.
也呼召我们长大成人。
And calls us to mature.
你们要学我的样式，要负我的轭。
That you need to
learn
from me.
效法主耶稣，这好像主耶稣一样。
And to become more Christ-like.
这个是 maturity.
This is maturity.
然后主耶稣也呼召我们去传福音。
And so then he will call us to go and share the gospel.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So that we are to go and make disciples of all nations.
所以一个教会为什么要成立教会？
Why do we make form churches?
教会在地上的终极目标是什么？
What is the goal of the church on earth?
你说传福音。
You say share the gospel?
当然就很多开布道会，我们说哎呀，要传福音就开布道会嘛，差遣宣教士嘛。
Oh, okay. Well, let's just have a revival meeting and call pastors.
你知道这个是最基本的。
But this is just the first step, the most basic.
不是单单这样子的。
That's just not all there is.
我们要为基督塑造使命的门徒。
Because we need to make disciples.
No.Produce missional disciples.
Oh, we have to produce missional disciples.
每一个人都是 missional disciple.
That everyone is a missional disciple.
不是开布道会。
Not just to have a revival meeting.
不是差遣宣教士。
Or just to send out pastors.
我们周围所有的事情。
But everything we do.
青少年节目。
The
儿童事工。什么主日学。
The children's ministry, the Sunday school.
当然我们说，哎呀，帮助他们成长嘛，啊，成长，成长，成长做什么呢，各位？
So we're just helping everybody grow, but growing for what?
一直成长就长老了嘛。
Then you just become old. You just keep growing.
我不是说你们就长老了。
I'm not saying that you're all old.
我们很多是只会老，是吗？
Because sometimes that's what happens. You just get old.
没有这个 outlet.
There's no outlet.
没有把你的精力能够流出去。
That you did not pour out what you've learned.
你知道北美华人教会为什么问题那么多吗？
Do you know why there's so many problems in the North American Chinese church?
我们也谈论这个问题。
And so I talked about it in the car ride already.
北美华人教会最大的问题就是 we have too many smart people.
Because there are too many smart people in the North American Chinese church. Too many.
太浓了，你知道吗？
It's high density. Too many.
哦，你知道吗？太浓了，这血浓的会中风的。Your blood is too thick. You get a stroke.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
就是说我们里面太多好的东西呢。
There are too many good things in the church.
啊，我们都吃好东西嘛，北美华人教会是吗？
Because we eat good things.
全世界最好的讲员都在北美。
Because all the best brothers and sisters are here.
最好的神学家都在北美。
All the best theologians are here.
最好的 smartest mind 都在北美。
All the smartest minds are here.
我们一打开这个电视，打开什么这个电脑，一大堆好的道都涌到你里面去了。
And so you turn on your TV.
哇，你的营养好得不得了。
Computer, there's lots.
所以你的血是越来越浓了。
To grow you and make your blood even thicker.
到一个地步呢，太浓就会中风。
So at one point you might have a stroke.
很多的教会中风了。
A lot of churches are suffering from stroke.
We have too many smart people.
Because too many smart people.
这是我们的问题。
This is our problem.
所以我们要把那些的神给我们的 talented people, 那是的天才啊。
So those who are talented among us.
哎呀，我们说什么叫天才？天才就是天国人才嘛。
So the prodigies, those are the ones that are from. Okay. So they're really gifted, right? They're gifted from heaven.
是真的，弟兄姐妹。所以我们那么的神给我们那么多的这种的人才。
So all of these gifted people that God has gifted us.
啊，比如说我是你们教会的，譬如说我们是你们教会的领导这样子。
Let's pretend that I'm one of your leaders.
有一天我面对上帝的时候。
One day I'm facing the God.
那么上帝问我林祥远。
And God said, Reverend Lam.
Albert Lam.
Albert Lam.
我给你那么多的人才。
I gave you so many gifted people.
放在 Washington, D.C.
And put it in Washington, D.C.
What did you do with them?
What did you do with them?
你怎么去用他们？
What did you,
你是一直 collect 然后在人面前很威风说，我教会有100个会有合起来有120个 PhD.
So did you collect them and tell people I have 120 PhDs in my church?
因为有些人有两个 PhD 嘛。
Because some people have two.
哇，我就非常威风。
So I can stand up in front of other people.
全北美林祥远的教会最厉害。
Because in all of North America,
他的会有120%都是 PhD.
Because in his church, 160% have PhD.
你觉得我面对上帝的时候，我这样子夸口吗？我可以夸口吗
？Or do you think that's something we should be proud of in front of God?
那上帝第二个问题是说
，And so the second question.
真的吗？120个 PhD 啊
？Oh, really? 120 PhD?
那么他们在神国里面，你怎么样释放他们，让他们在神国里面有用呢？我哑口无言。
And so then he will ask me, how did you use them? Where did you send them to serve the kingdom?
因为我没有时间了。
Then I will have no way to answer because I don't have time. 我每天都
一直算他们有几个 PhD, 有几个 PhD, 有几个 PhD.
Because all day long I was just counting the PhDs.
我没时间去把他们用在最有用的地方，你知道吗？
I didn't have time to think about how to use them most effectively.
这个情况是什么呢？
So how is this come about?
就是那个拿1000两银子埋在地里那个人一模一样。
This is just like the one who buried all the talents he received.
弟兄姐妹，不要说我们做传道人的哈，做领袖的。
So not just those who are leaders or
missionaries. 神也给你很多的 resources.
But God has given you a lot of resources as well.
很多时候我们到最后的时候
a lot of time at the end
人在天堂钱在银行
that you're in heaven but your money is still in the bank
能够看就不能用是吧
you can see it but you can't use it
哎呀我一辈子就把那钱放在银行啊股票吧结果呢我就到天堂去了人在天堂钱在银行啊还有那么多啊
yeah so all your life savings will be in the church but you'll be in heaven
遇上了遇上了好不好可以 transfer 过来吗 electronic wiring 这样子可以吗
but there's no wiring to get that money up to heaven to you
不需要
no you don't need it
我怎么去用神给我的生命
so how do I use this life that God has given me
我怎么神用神给我的资源
and how do I use the resources he's given me
所以我们今天信了主
so today we believe in Christ
你也开始来服侍了
and you're serving
你也是不错啊！你在小组里面彼此相爱都很好，感谢主，你们很相爱很好。
And that you love one another.
我们在你里面也成长，读很多主日学啊、查经啊、神学等等。
And that we grow in our Bible studies.
但是到最后，我们是不是要变成一个 missional disciple? Missional disciple.
But then at the end, the question is, will you become a missional disciple? 啊，
我你们前面有一本杂志叫《使者》。我那个使者是我做编辑的。
So I'm an editor of the magazine, in your lobby downstairs.
你没有拿的话，快点拿捧捧场，麻烦你。
So you should go get a copy and read it.
我看到有一本就是应该是上两期的，我写了一个文章在 front page.
Oh, there's an article that I wrote on the front page.
就是说，人人都要做宣教士。
That everybody needs to be a missionary.
这个是有点的wordplay, okay?
Okay.
宣教士是 missionary, 是吗
?So, missionary.
有些人要被要真的要做宣教士的。
Some people will go out and be missionary.
但是全部的人都要做宣教的事情叫宣教士。
So, everybody must do the work of missions.
你不做 missionary, 宣教士。你都要做宣教的事情是吗
?You may not become a missionary.
你一定要 involve 在宣教的事情里面。
But you must do the work of the mission.
虽然你不是宣教士到海外去但是你可以做宣教的事情支持那个宣教士。
You may not go overseas and be a missionary, but you can support those who do go.
我的教会常常宣弟兄姐妹。
So at my church,
怎么做宣教士
and we talk to our brothers and sisters about how to be a missionary.
You could be a player. 你投身出做宣教 player, P L A Y E R.
So first, you could be a player. You could go out.
Or 我同时,
at the same time,
你要做一个代祷的勇士, prayer,
you could be a prayer.
还有第三个字,
and also a third one.
P-A-Y-E-R, pay.
Payer.
You pay.
You could pay.
So you play, you pray, you pay.
You can play or pray or pay.
这个叫做宣教士。
So this is how you become a part of the missionary work.
你不做宣教士要为宣教士固定的祷告 还有支持宣教士, pay, you pay, you pay.
So if you're not a player, if you're not going out there, you should be a payer or a prayer.
所以应该有个清楚的一个生命的成长的那个蓝图。
So we need to have a blueprint for growing. Because every one of us should become a missionary or do the work of the mission.
If you allow me 10 more minutes, I will speak one more point. If not, I will just stop here.
If you want to have 10, give me 10 more minutes.
All right, okay, all right. 我就不讲这个了, 这个是 example, illustration only.
So we'll skip these illustrations.
I skip. 啊, okay. 这个很重要啊,
so this is very important.
因为很多人接触福音,
because a lot of people have contact with the gospel.
他们一来到教会呢, 就是有一个的崇拜, 敬拜,
and they come and they worship.
你知道一个牧师的名字叫 John Piper?
You know a pastor named John Piper?
我相信张牧师你真, 他就是你以前那个城市, Bethel Baptist Church, right?
He's at the Bethel Baptist Church.
他说了一句话, 他很多名言的, 他很多警示名言,
he has a lot of important quotes.
他说什么呢? 当神最喜悦的时候, 就是人最喜乐的时候。
That when God is pleased, that's when people are...
我再讲一遍, 当上帝最喜悦的时候, 就是人最喜乐的时候。
When God is pleased, then people are joyful.
所以很多人说, 哎呀, 我讨神喜悦, 很累啊, 这样子,
some people say, oh, I'm trying to please God.
他什么时候讨我喜悦啊?
But it's a lot of work, it's very hard. How about he can come please me?
各位, 这种是非常的微妙的一种基督徒生活的状态。 你不断讨神喜悦的时候，你就发现你人生最喜乐， 很奇妙的。
But this is a miracle of the Christian life, is that when you seek to please God, you will find that you have pleasure yourself.
你们听过一首诗歌叫做 The Longer I Serve Him, The Sweeter He Grows?
You know that hymn?
什么? 侍奉他越长久，我就越喜乐，对不对? 各位, The Longer I Serve Him, The Sweeter He Grows. 不是那个 ministry grows, 那个 ministry 可能也是非常苦的。
So it's not that the ministry grow, it could still be bitter, but it's that he, the Lord, he grows sweet.
这个 John Piper 也说一句话。
And John Piper also said,
他说为什么要做宣教?
He said, why do we evangelize?
因为很多人还不会敬拜, 还有很多人不是上帝的敬拜者。
Because there are still many people who do not worship the Lord. So we have to go on mission.
Not
only will they believe in Christ, we need to help them to worship God. Not just Sunday go to church worship. But that entire, their whole life is a worship of God.
带领弟兄姊妹，请朋友来到教会。
So a lot of times we bring new friends to church.
那么那个教会很，怎么是个好的崇拜会？各位。
So how do you have a good worship at your church?
这个也反照出我们就怎么去conduct一个 church.
So this will touch on how you conduct your church.
使到这个 church 充满了生命。
So that there's life in the church.
第一件事情是满意的祷告。
First is you have to have overflowing prayer.
就是说有两个教会, 一个叫 Jack Hayford, 一个教会,
so there are two churches, one at Jack Hayford's church,
都在南加州,
and they're both in California.
这个 Jack Hayford是什么人呢?
So who is Jack Hayford?
他就是那写那首 敬拜主, 得得得得得得, Majesty, 那个作者,
so he wrote the song Majesty.
大家都很熟悉这首诗歌, 那么他的教会一个特色,
so there's a special thing about his church.
很多人啊, 一进到那个教会,
a lot of people, when they go to the church,
聚会还没有开始,
before the meeting has started,
音乐还没有开始,
there's no music yet,
很多人一进到教会就哭起来, 哭,
they cry when
就流泪,
they enter the church. They weep.
很多人就问说, 为什么?
Why? Why?
牧师还没有讲到，也没有感动你啊。
And there's no preaching yet. Why?
为什么你会哭呢？他们异口同声地说。
So they will all tell you.
他说不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
我一进到这个地方。
Whenever I come in here,
I can sense a strong presence of God. 我感受到神很厉害的同在。
I can sense the presence of God.
很厉害的 ，very strong.
It's a very strong presence.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这个教会呢，在崇拜会之前、之后，其中充满了祷告。
That before, during, and after, it's all covered in prayer.
祷告把神的同在带到教会里面。
That through prayer, they brought down God's presence.
祷告把神的能力带到教会里面。
They brought down the power of God.
祷告把神的话语带到教会的里面。
They brought down God's word.
神的丰富通过祷告来到教会。
The fullness of God came to their church through their prayer.
啊，就好像这个雅各他岂不是起名叫伯特利吗？你记得吗 ？Bethel 吗
？So like Jacob
在旷野，对不对
？Yeah, when he was in the wilderness.
他在旷野 ，wilderness.
Wilderness, yeah.
啊，那么就看见那个梦的天梯，神从下面天使从上面下来，来来去去，是吗
？That he saw this ladder between heaven and earth.
他说 ，Gateway 天的门啊。
The gateway to heaven.
神的能力来到地上，这个叫圣殿。
God's power coming down.
所以什么叫教会啊？
So what is church?
教会是神的能力，神的同在来到这个地方，这个叫教会。
The church should be where God's power comes down.
若是没有神的灵在，神的能力没有到，神的爱没有到，这个不算是教会，这是个建筑物而已。
Because without God's power, God's love, and His word, it's not a church. It's just a building.
所以祷告影响到整个的崇拜会。
So prayer will affect the entire meeting.
还有。不单只是说那个崇拜好不好，不是单单哎，牧师好不好，讲员好不好，不是的。
So whether it's a good worship or not, it's not just about the songs and the preaching.
From time to time, 常常我会提醒我的弟兄姐妹说，你们不是观众。
I will remind my congregation that they're not an audience.
我说你们是 worshipper， 你们是敬拜者，不是 audience.
You're worshippers, not an audience.
所以你来这里不是哎呀，我是今天讲到不错。十分当中我给他八点五。
So you don't come here and say, okay, I'm going to give him 8.5 out of 10 for today's sermon.
Praise team 也不错。
Praise team is also pretty good.
八点七。
8.7.
Skit 也不错。Not bad. The skit is good.
The skit is good too.
九。Nine.
Nine.
一直在那边打分数，打分数，打分数。
So you're just sitting there, scoring everything.
各位，这个叫 audience 心态。
Because this is an audience attitude.
这个是不是敬拜者的心态
？It's not an attitude of a worshipper.
我妈妈过世了。
My mother has passed away.
Before she passed away, 她过世之前。
But before she passed away,
她年纪都很大了。
She's elderly.
她也听不见。
And she couldn't hear.
那我们对她说：“妈，你身体也不方便。
”And I said, "Oh, mom, it's hard for you to move around."
你不要去了。
You don't need to go to church.
因为你去。你也听不见。
You go, you can't hear anything.
啊，那么人山人海。
And lots of people crowded.
因为这是一个大教会。
Because it's a large church.
你来，牧师也不知道；你不来，牧师也不知道。
You come or don't come, the pastor will not know.
你也不会太多人跟人来往，你老了嘛呀。
And there are not going to be a lot of conversation.
你也听不见。
And you can't hear.
那么好心的我的 siblings。就对着妈妈说：“哎呀，你乖乖在家里面，上帝知道了，上帝知道了。
”So my siblings told her, "You know, God knows where you are. You don't need to go anymore."
我妈妈说什么呢
？But how did my mom respond?
她说：“我去教会不是听到，单单听到。
”She said, "I go to church not just to listen."
她说：“我去教会，我要去敬拜神。
”I go to church to worship.
我听不见都可以敬拜神。
Even though I can't hear, I can worship.
意思是说，有些人听得见都不敬拜神的。
Because some people who are listening
听着听着
are not worshiping. But I'm not listening, but I am worshiping.
啊就是、的一句话我妈妈这句话
And so she said something very amazing.
敬拜的信徒
It is a worshiper.、
啊、我们有时候听见那些弟兄姐妹他们在敬拜的时候
So sometimes I hear brothers and sisters.
敬拜之前、啊、就谈天说地
Before worship, they're just chit-chatting.、
那么祷告的时候呢他就仰天望地
And so prayer time, they look around.
人家都
And they're just waving at their friends.
牧师讲道的时候
And when the pastor is preaching,
他就神游天地
And then he's
在无思联想, 哦, 这样子,
daydreaming.
啊, 那么的牧师祝福了, 快结束了,
and so towards the end, when the benediction is coming,
他就欢天喜地,
then he'll be very happy.
我说这是天地信徒啊, 谈天说地, 张天望地, 啊, 神游天地, 欢天喜地, 这样子。
And so, okay, so this is
叫天地信徒。 弟兄姐妹, 这种的敬拜, 怎么能够产生很好的共鸣呢? 牧师最好的没用, 我告诉各位。
So this kind of worship will not work.
因为牧师不是表演崇拜给你看啊。
Because the pastor is not up here to perform for you.
牧师跟司办是跟你们一同来去敬拜, 带领各位一同来去敬拜神啊。
Because the pastor is here to lead all of us in worship together.
我们认识神的时候,
Because when we know God,
我们的信心就大了。
Because our faith will increase.
当你看见你现在你的问题很大吗?
Because when you
你现在你的问题觉得很大吗?
When you see a problem that you think is very
因为你的神是很小啊。
Because you think your God is small.
当你来到敬拜聚会当中的时候,
But when you come to worship,
神让我们看见他的你的信实极其广大, 对不对?
That when you see God, His faithfulness,
你的慈爱是何等的长阔高深。
And his how wide and deep his love is.
我们的神是大的神, 至高至大的神。
That you will see how great your God is.
那些不信主人进来,
and so those who do not believe yet,
看见我们的态度,
when they come in and see our
看见我们如何敬拜神,
attitude, how we worship,
看见我们如何真诚地来敬拜神,
how we worship sincerely,
他们就受感动,
then they will be moved.
变成你的问题,
And it will be
变成你的 你的问题,
it will become your problem.
你的问题在大的神的比较下面,
so
你的问题就变得很小了。
Compare your problem to the greatness of God, your problem will become small.
如果是你心中的神是小的话, 你的问题就很大了。
But if your God is small, your problem will be big.
求主帮助我们,
so God help us.
我这个不讲, 敬拜要带恩赐, 这不讲, so 我讲到敬拜的进程, 最后一个。
So the process of worship,
the flow of worship.
The flow of worship.
我们常常有传统圣诗与现代圣诗的一种争辩，到底应该唱传统圣诗呢，还是现代圣诗呢？
So sometimes there's disagreements about which songs to sing, the hymns or the contemporary worship.
我认为一个 missional church.
But for a missional church,
它应该是个 cultural sensitive 的一个 church.
The missional church should be culturally sensitive.
诗歌是文化的一种。
Because music or praise is part of culture.
我不知道我们这个我们的教会是比较喜欢传统的还是比较喜欢现代, 我不讨论这个问题。
So I'm not going to talk about which is better, the hymns or the contemporary music.
但是你知道说什么叫传统,什么是现代吗?
But you know what's the difference between traditional and contemporary?
今天的传统圣诗,
Today's traditional hymns?
是30年前的他们的现代圣诗, 不过30年之后变成传统。
Was contemporary 30 years ago.
我们今天所唱的, 哎呀, 现代圣诗啊, 30年之后变成他们的传统圣诗了。
So our contemporary songs today will become traditional in 30 years.
所以呢, 我们说 traditional hymns or contemporary hymns, 这是 看你是站在哪一条时代线来说这句话。
So traditional contemporary really just depends on what point in time you're looking.
我们那个时候小孩子唱的歌什么歌啊?
So at that time the children sang.
够我们啊。
Oh, I when I was a child I sang.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. 那个时候是我们在10岁8岁的时候唱的，就是说到各山顶去传扬，现在唱都不唱。
So when I was 10 years old, that's what we sang, but today nobody sings that anymore.
这是一个时间来讲的哈。
And so this is just a change in times.
第二个是文化。
Second is culture.
好，我举个例子，你就明白了。
I'll give you an example.
我算是一个对现代圣诗比较开放的牧师。
So I'm actually pretty open to the contemporary music.
但是有些圣诗我也是受不了。
But still, there are some that I cannot stand.
有一次，我跟我的儿子去参加哥培里布道会祷告音乐会。
I went to a praise and worship session with my son.
For Billy Graham Crusade.
For the Billy Graham Crusade.
就是说，他们在圣地亚哥有个布道会之前的祷告会的一个音乐会。
So it was a concert before the Billy Graham
又祷告又音乐合在一起啊。
And so it was prayer and music together.
那么好大那个几千人的大礼堂啊。
So thousands of people there.
那么我已经离开那个 stage 大概100尺那么远，100尺。
I was already like 100 meters away from the church.
哇，但是那些音乐。
But that music.
震撼心脏，不是震撼心灵啊。
It shook me.
不是心灵，是心脏。
That my whole heart was fluttering.
几乎爆裂啊，那个心脏。
That I thought it would explode.
哇，不得了，我就受不了，我整个30分钟捂着耳朵。
For 30 minutes, I covered my ears.
我告诉你，我已经对现代神是很开放， already, 我都受不住，受不了。
I'm already very open, but I could not stand that.
那个是 heavy metal 的不得了啊。
It was heavy metal.
几吨重的 heavy metal 啊。
And it was like tons of heavy metal.
我受不了。那么散会之后。
And so after the session,
I talked to my son. 我跟我的儿子。
Yeah, I talked to my son.
我说儿子，你觉得刚才的音乐怎么样？
I said, son, what did you think about the music?
刚才的 worship.
The worship. What did you think of the worship?
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说 never felt so close with the Lord before.
He said, I've never felt so close to the Lord.
他说我从来没有跟上帝那么接近过的一个。
I've never been so close to the Lord.
我想说，我从来没有跟圣灵那么远过的。
And I said, "Oh, I've never been so far from him."
他那么接近，我那么远。
He's so close, but I'm so far.
Conclusion.
So the conclusion.
结论就是说，我们活在不同的世界。
That we're living in different worlds.
他的 language 不是我的 language.
That his language is not my language.
我是说他好听的话，我可以跟他争辩，是吗
？Because if it's good,
我是他只说好听。我就跟他争辩，我觉得不好听，是吗
？It's not that it's like、
他一讲呢，就讲到那个核心性的问题。这个 music 把我带到神的心贴近哎。
It's not.
你说什么呢
？It's not about whether you enjoy the music or not, but he said it brought him close to God.
那个不是神，是魔鬼，你跟魔鬼的心很近，你敢说吗
？I couldn't say, oh, that was Satan. I couldn't argue that.
你是魔鬼，他是上帝。不能这样子说，他很贴近上帝啊。
Because he felt close to God.
所以呢，这种的现代神世界不一样。
So today, it's a different time.
所以我们要扣出这个，我用这个事情哦，说明一件事情，也不单是圣事啊。
So I'm using this to give an example.
我们一个 missional church.
As a missional church,
必须要脱离一种的自我中心。
We have to not be self-centered.
真的，因为我们基督徒啊，做了几十年之后呢，有我们的所谓的这个的我们的想法，你知道吗？
Because after we've been Christians for a while, we tend to settle in our own ways.
我们对 culture, 对 human nature, 越来越不认识，是吗？
That we don't understand human nature, we don't understand the culture.
我们都是活在一个自己很快乐的、很安全的一个地方。
So we, you know, live in the safety of our own world.
我是要讲这些道的话，我会讲很长很长给各位听。
But this can be a very long sermon.
我明天会再说，明天会再讲。
Tomorrow I will continue.
How to culturally engage?
How to culturally engage.
你才会是个 missional church, 才会是 vibrant church.
You can be a vibrant missional church.
人才会吸引人来到神的面前。
You can draw people to you.
当你有这个 vibrancy 的时候。
Because when you have the vibrancy,
我们就有活力。
Then there will be life.
差遣人出去。
And send out.
在这个社会上面。
And then in this society.
做见证。
To witness for him.
主耶稣说你们是世界的光。
Because Jesus said we're
a light of the world. 你们是世界的灯啊。
The light of the world.
但是我们很多时候把灯呢放在床底下的，是吧
？But we put our lamps under the bed.
耶稣说你们是世上的盐啊 ，salt.
But Jesus said you're the salt of the world.
但是呢，我们都把盐呢就放在那个盐的瓶子里面。
But we just put the salt in the jar.
你是盐，我是盐，你验我，我验你，怎么的
？And we're just here salting one another.
那个盐应该放在菜里面的，是吗
？Because you're supposed to put the salt in your dishes.
我们来教会是被 energized。
So when we come to church, we get energized.
但是目的就要出去，是吗
？But the goal is to go back out.
我去过一个教会。
I went to a church.
我进来。
I come
之后，我出去的时候也是第一次去，我不知道那个是 entrance， 那个 exit， 我不知道啊。
So first time I visited this church, I didn't know which one was the entrance or the exit.
那么我知道那应该是一个，那个是应该是 exit， 我就出去了。
But I thought that was an exit, so.
但是远远的，我看见一个字，不是 exit， 是 e， 但是 entrance 这样子哦，我奇怪了，我又跑错了吗？这样子。
So I saw that word, it's e, but it's not an exit, it's an entrance.
我看清楚。
So I.
其实那个正是一个 exit.
So I looked, it really is an exit.
不过它上面写了一句话。
But on top of it, it said,
他说 "You are entering into the mission field." 他说你现在进入何场了？离开教会的大门就进入何场？
So as you're leaving the church, you're actually entering your mission field.
教会门外的就是我们的何场。
Everything outside the church doors is your mission field.
每一次离开教会就是 you are entering into the mission field.
Because every time you leave your church, you are entering your mission field.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you.
因为你祝福我们教会。
Because you have blessed this church.
我们成为有福的教会啊，主啊，感谢你啊。
This is a blessed church.
主啊，我们有资源啊。
That we have resources.
我们有人才啊。
That we have.
我们有建筑物啊。
And we have.
我们也有钱财。
And we have cash.
这是你的恩典的明证。
This is your.
主啊，我感谢你，这是你的大的祝福。
And we thank you for your blessing.
但是我们不要变成一个死海。
But we don't want to be a dead sea.
哦，主啊，在那边有进没有出。
That only resources come in but not go out.
我们要成为一个活水的江河。
That we want to be living water.
让爱涌流出去。
That love will flow out from us.
让真理涌流出去。
That your word will flow out from us.
成为万能的祝福。
That it will become a blessing to everyone.
感谢赞美你。
We thank you.
继续的祝福我们。
Continue to bless us.
让我们成为 missional church.
That will become a missional church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.